From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Funeral services are being held in the United States Thursday for Philando Castile, one of two black men shot to death by police, setting off days of protests, some turned violent. Improving relations between police and the community was the focus of a town hall meeting Wednesday night, including President Barack Obama. Participants say hearing each other's concerns is helpful.
At a time in our country when we're talking past each other, the president's convening allowed us to hear one another, not to agree on everything, but to find a place where we could make sure our voices were heard, and most importantly, where some sort of common humanity was reestablished between us all.
President Obama has devoted his attention this week to the gun violence directed at police officers as well as shootings by police. The focus comes days after a black Army veteran killed five police officers in revenge for police shooting black men in Louisiana and Minnesota. Suspense appears to be building Thursday in the United States over Donald Trump's election for a running mate. The presumptive Republican U.S. presidential nominee is narrowing his choice for vice president and plans to make the pick public on Friday. Among the likely choices are Indiana Governor Mike Pence, who appeared at a fundraiser with Trump this week, former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich, or New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, who dropped out of the race to be the Republican nominee and threw his support behind Trump. The Republican National Convention will be held next week in Cleveland. And U.S. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg backing away from some critical comments about Donald Trump, saying Thursday her statements were ill-advised. She said judges should avoid commenting on a candidate for public office. Ginsburg had earlier said she couldn't imagine what the country would be with Donald Trump as president. Trump responded by calling for Ginsburg's resignation.